Let Spencer go. In fact, I want to invite Zoe up. Zoe, pop up here too. So we have Spencer and Zoe here for another week or so, and I thought this would be a great opportunity just to get an update on their lives. Hear what's been going on over the last few weeks and months, and also encourage the congregation, because I think you guys are just full of good things to share. So tell us, how have you seen God working in the last... We left town August when?
I think it like August like 27th, something.
Okay, August 27th.
Yeah, something like that.
4 or 5 months passed. What has God been doing? What have you seen God do?
A lot of things. One thing I guess that's been super significant for me, I grew up in Spokane, and so I had like a huge support structure here. Like I knew people that I had known my entire life, and I moved to Maine, and then suddenly... I like only knew Zoe, so I know one of the really big things for me, this has actually been so cool, is I've been really forced to rely on God in a way that I haven't had to before, and I think just like an example of this is I'm doing substitute teaching right now as some of my work over in Maine, and on days when I'm like full of prayer and thinking about God throughout my day and relying on him, like I just feel like so energized throughout the day. Awesome. And I like finish my day subbing and my day full of energy and I feel alive. And on days when I don't really think about the Lord and I'm not full of prayer, like I physically feel like so much more tired and so much more dead almost, which is crazy to, I don't know, feel life and death like that. Yeah. So like physically and tangibly.
That's a great testimony. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's just like an example. I feel like I've just been forced to rely on the Lord so much. And he's met me in all of that, of course.
Awesome. Great.
He promises too. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah. So for me, I would say God's done a lot of work in just my own heart for this past semester. The biggest thing is just trust in the Lord. I think, yeah, as you said, like in day-to-day reliance to him. And that's just like been the phase of life that I'm in right now. I think he's forced me to trust in him a lot more than I have and realize, well, I think it's Psalm 3:5-6 has been like just like a verse that I like memorized and has been so, so encouraging to me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths.
Amen.
And that has just been such a huge encouragement to me, and I've like needed that and relied on that day to day. I've been working through like job searching right now, and I think in a lot of ways I was relying on myself, and there's a lot of worldliness at UMaine and just the people I'm surrounded by. And I think God was really gracious to me too in just the timing of our marriage and everything. Because Spencer has been just an unbelievable encourager and leader to me in grounding me in scripture and God's word. So it's just been
awesome.
A beautiful time of trusting God.
Wonderful. And you're going to school full time. You got one more semester to go, but
yep.
You guys aren't just like sitting around in the evenings watching Netflix. Like, how are you serving the Lord? What opportunities have you had to serve in ministry, and what's that look like for you guys?
Yeah, so we are pretty connected to a local church over there. That's been taking up a lot of our time. So getting to know people there, praying with them, meeting with them. We have a weekly prayer meeting that we go to with that. And then there's also an on-campus ministry called Crew. I think that's common in a lot of colleges. I know Eastern has that. And we've gotten involved in that. So that's kind of a little bit of campus outreach, and there's a whole conglomerate of people that show up to that.
Yeah.
So there's a weekly meeting for that, and Zoe and I are participating / kind of leading a weekly Bible study for the men and the women.
Fantastic.
And then there's also a couple individuals that we've been meeting with.
Great. You guys are busy. It's great to hear. Last question. It is not uncommon, and I'm sure many of you have had this experience or will, where you're in a new city for a short amount of time and you wonder, what should I do if my horizon is only 6 months or 3 months? What does it look like to be faithful? Any words of counsel or advice about knowing that you're only going to be there for a short amount of time? How should you live to be a faithful believer?
I think for us, one of like the biggest things that we've thought about, and this is like a big driving factor for my life, is that God gives us every day for a reason. And so it's not like there's a four-month semester is not time to waste. Like, God can use that in pretty spectacular ways. And even though we can only see maybe a small impact from our time there, who knows how God's going to use that down the road. So I think that's been a really big thing for us. And we really prayed a lot about what God might call us to do there. That was probably pretty heavy on our hearts for a month or two. I think some of the things we ended up doing, we didn't expect. Like, I think our plans were a little bit different. But yeah, I think what has made it beautiful for us is we really sought him and really prayed, like, God, what do you want us to do? And the hard part about that is, like, actually doing what God calls you to do. So there was a little bit of that, too. But yeah, we've just really worked hard to be faithful. Lots of prayer, and it's been awesome to see God work.
That's a great encouragement, and I think we can all take that to heart, right? Teach us to number our days. You got only so many days. How can we use them best for the glory of God? Before I let you sit down, can I pray for you guys?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Lord, as we get ready to say goodbye to Spencer and Zoe, we pray that you would bless them and keep them, that you would protect them, that you would fill them with your Spirit every day and give them a heart to serve you with eternity in mind. I pray that this would be a fruitful semester, not just checking off boxes of schoolwork, but of investing their lives in the lives of other people and making Christ known there at the University of Maine. So bless them as they go, and may we continue to remember them in prayer over the next few months. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you, guys.